San Francisco says, what do you think about the Shroud of Turin? Or Turin. I find the evidence pretty convincing. I'm a believer in it. First time caller, do you give a bibliography with the tapes? Only as I go. It dawns on me that some of the books I've given you names on before. This is David N. Talbot's book, The Saturn Myth, I've been reading tonight from Doubleday. He has a sequel to it. And The Secret of Atlantis by Otto Muck is probably the finest little paperback on it among many books that are on it. He's the one that will turn you on to the eels. First person ever to make Genesis mean something to me, says Mira Loma. I hope you keep going tonight. Huntington Beach at church, first time this morning. Well, I'm glad. I hope it's not the second time. More than willing to donate some bookcases so you won't lose Enoch anymore. It's interesting people tonight. Why can't God switch from place to place? Christ did after the resurrection. Philip did when he went from the desert to Jerusalem. Well, I never said he couldn't. I never said he couldn't. Jesus switched around with his form. So did Philip. He didn't leave his body on a Gaza Strip and his spirit go to Jerusalem. I never said he couldn't move around. In fact, I'm quite sure he does. Do you think Alexander the Great was a man of God or Satan? I think he is demon-possessed. These are nice calls. Dr. Scott from Brentwood, I lost my wife about 11 weeks ago. Your ministry has made all the difference in the world to me. And I was at King's House 1 today for the first time. A lot of people appreciated tonight's festival. Some people that must have just come in asking me if I was going to keep going. No, I'm done. Going home.